Hi, this is a dictation for patient name Jere Thomas. J like Japan, E-R-A-E. Last name is Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 6/13/1988. Date of service is 9/26/2025. Date of accident is 9/11/2024. The patient is here for a consultation for pain assessment today. The patient was seen at Northern Radiology for last 1 year, and he was recommended injection treatments, but the patient refused, and he was not provided any pain relief by the Northland Radiology, and hence his reason to visit us. He reports that he has been seeing, he's done physical therapy for 1 year, and also he has seen a chiropractor for 1 year. Chief complaints currently today are as follows: chronic severe headaches, severe muscle spasm in the back, severe pain in the right knee, pain in the neck, lower back, numbness, tingling of the right hand with cramps, poor grip, migraine headache to the left temple with nausea and light sensitivity and noise sensitivity. Right leg is feeling weak. He can walk maximum half block. The patient had a fracture of the right knee, tibia plateau, that was operated in 2016, but the current accident caused more pain into it. The fracture happened as he slipped on water in 2016, requiring surgery. He reported that he's 70% better at this time from the day of accident on 9/11/2024. Details of the accident are provided by the patient as follows. On 9/11/2024, Mr. Jerry Thomas was traveling as a restaurant driver in a 2019 Hyundai Elante at around 20 miles an hour near 9 Mile and Telegraph. He reported that he was T-bone on passenger side when another driver ran a red light in a Honda 2001 Accord at 70 miles an hour. His car did a 360-degree spin, and that is all the history he could provide. He passed out briefly, and he was wearing a seatbelt, airbags deployed. The car was completely totaled, and whole front got damaged. Windshield in the front was broken, smashed, and car was smoking. And regarding the injury, he do not remember everything because he passed out. Airbag hit into his face, and he went blank after that. There was no history of bleeding, laceration or fractures, multiple scratches, abrasions happened. And it was a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. Patient went to the emergency room, Providence Hospital, for 24 hours, less than 24 hours, were discharged the same day with CT scan and X-rays being done. History of presenting illness, headaches. Patient reports headaches which are quite severe, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are 10 to 15 times. They are 10 to 15 hours at a time when they come. And they're almost constant every day. They're affecting the right and left temple, moderate to severe, off and on. And they're sensitive to light, but not sensitive to noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Regarding the symptoms of TBI, patient reports no symptoms of TBI at this time. He reports no dizziness or vertigo, no loss of consciousness, seizures, no loss of memory, forgetfulness, no taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. There's no issue with the ringing in the ear or vision problem. No issues with any balance problem or orientation problems, memory problems. Patient further reports he has no subtle anesthesia, no numbness or tingling in the extremities, no lightheadedness. Oh, sorry, he reports of sleep disturbance, moderate anxiety and depression, and lightheadedness and fatigue. And he has complaints of pain in the neck, which is 7 to 8 at this time. Lower back pain is reported to be 6. Patient has numbness and tingling of all the 5 fingers in the right hand, which feels painful and numb and poor grip. His walking is limited as it becomes painful beyond 1 block. Bending down becomes painful. Bending down. He has a severe pain today in the right knee, 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And right leg feels weak and numb. It denies any muscle weakness, no bladder bowel incontinence, no numbness, tingling. Regarding the past treatment, patient has had a treatment with physical therapy, Southfield, 80 to 90 visits, chiropractic visits, 25. And he reports 50-60% improvement. He has had no injections or surgical consultation as of yet. Please review the records for system review. For the surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship status, the employment status. He is a maintenance specialist and he has not been working since the accident. He has a attorney, Mr. Fortner, and please review the records for personal history, ADLs, and diagnosis page as well. Physical examination. 37-year-old African-American male of a good-built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No cyanosis, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Sitting comfortably, no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. He has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. He is not wearing any brace and he is mobile, not using any cane. Slight antalgic gait due to the right knee pain is noticed. In the skin, please mention a scar in the right knee area, 6 inch long. From a previous surgery for fracture reduction. Other than that, rest of the exam comes from the template, including psychiatric exam and neurological examination that is completely normal. Musculature examination is also normal. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection palpation is from template. Spine tenderness at L4, L5 is noticed. Bilateral SI joint, mildly tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5 bilaterally. No trigger points. 1 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion cervical spine is forward flexion is 40. Extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 25. In the maneuvers to identify reproducible pale cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lermit test was positive. Destruction test was negative, so to all tests was negative. In the thoracic spine, Bruce test, lump tests are negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski cardiac test negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. TLR is positive. The Davinsky sign negative, Kemp test was negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joint Faber test was positive and Gosselin test was positive. Tending flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. The extremities examination, except for the right knee and right hand, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. In the examination of the right hand, grip is slightly poor at 4x5. And signal sign, silent sign was found positive. No other deficiencies noticed. There is no thin arc prominence atrophy and no other muscular atrophy. No normal range of motions. Grip is normal and so grip is slightly poor and peripheral pulses are normal. The left hand, left upper extremity, both shoulders are completely normal. Both elbows are normal. In the lower extremities, right knee was examined and it is found that the patient has no scar, erythema. Sorry, patient has a scar on the right knee to the tune of 6 inches. I apologize. 6 inches from the previous surgery. And moderate tenderness is noticed and minimal swelling with some crepitations on moving the knee. Range of motion is limited to 120 degrees of flexion from full extension. Collateral ligaments were intact. Motor power was 4x5. Valgus varus abnormality not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer positive. McMurray Steinman was negative. Patellar apprehension was positive. Please review the diagnosis. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue at once a week for the lumbar region, for the neck, and for the knee area. Patient already has almost 80-90 visits done. I'm not sure if there is more improvement can be possible. Patient is released to a light duty job where he can work on a light duty at 7 hours, 5 days, and 5 pound lifting limit. Regarding the medications, patient is provided a compounding cream to apply on the right knee for severe neuropathic pain. 240 grams with 2 refills. An order for knee x-ray has been ordered for the right knee and a possible MRI. Possibility of a meniscus tear is there. Regarding the previous radiological studies, EMG and nerve conduction test was done, was found to be normal on 10/30/2024 for the upper extremities and lower extremities. Right knee MRI is present. It shows tibial surgical hardware, non-diagnostic due to the hardware being present. Hence, an X-ray has been ordered. MRI of the cervical spine shows a right C3, C4 foramina protrusion and C4, C5 spinal canal stenosis, C6, 7 spinal canal stenosis with moderate foramina stenosis. In the lumbar, a small right L1, L2 foramina stenosis, foramina protrusion with mild foramina stenosis and mild foramina stenosis involving L3, 4 and L4 and L5. Right shoulder MRI was completely normal. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs have been done. Past medical records from Northern Radiology and Southfield PT has been reviewed. Interventional pain procedures recommended are as follows. Patient may benefit from a lumbar epidural steroid injection for the herniated disc at L1, L2. 1 or 2 or 3 injections. In addition, 1 or 2 injections to the cervical epidural. And right knee, we may order a CT scan for him to see what's going on for the pain, and a possible intra-articular injection for the right knee will be advised. No narcotic medications are provided. Neuropsych is patient has had no neuropsych evaluation. I'm referring him to a neurologist. As at this time, there's no MRI available for neuroquant. Surgical options, none. Attended care, caseworker, none. Med. Investigation, X-ray of the right knee is ordered. No other MRIs are ordered. DMEs. The patient has been supplied with all the DMEs from back brace, neck brace. Education is yes. Weight loss program, none. Disability, yes. Follow-up visit. Patient remains disabled for work. For light duty job has been ordered. Follow-up visit in 10 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.